This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. U.S. President Donald Trump has fired the nation's top election security official who had refuted the White House claim that fraud must have tainted the results of the presidential election. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
One of the last acts that Christopher Krebs performed as the director of the Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency was to tweet out a report citing dozens of election security experts who said there was no credible evidence of any computer fraud in the 2020 election. President Trump tweeted Krebs' report was highly inaccurate and that his appointee was terminated. Last month, Krebs was preparing for the election and vowing to keep things secure for local governments.
As they continue to bring in ballots through the mail, whatever the case may be, we will continue to provide them support.
With his firing, Krebs tweeted, "We did it right." The Biden campaign says Krebs should be commended for his service, not fired for telling the truth. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
The former Microsoft executive was appointed to head the Department of Homeland Security's Agency for Cybersecurity, and he received bipartisan praise for keeping the election safe from outside interference. He got in the president's crosshairs for refuting Donald Trump's unsubstantiated claims of fraud in this month's election. Congressman Adam Schiff called Donald Trump pathetic for retaliating against Krebs and other officials. Nebraska Republican Senator Ben Sasse says Krebs obviously should not have been fired. Former Labor Party leader Jeremy Corbyn will not be restored as a Labor Member of Parliament after he undermined efforts to tackle anti-Semitism, Britain's current Labor leader Keir Starmer said Wednesday. Via remote, this is VOA News. The European Commission's top economic official urged member states to get behind the bloc's 1.8 billion euro budget and coronavirus recovery plan Wednesday after Hungary and Poland blocked approval. The economy commissioner said, quote, "I call on EU governments to show a strong sense of responsibility to their own citizens and to all Europeans at this crucial moment. Let's get this recovery plan over the line," end quote. Thousands of Thai protesters took to the streets of Bangkok Wednesday, despite the worst violence in months of demonstrations the day before, when police fired water cannon and tear gas. At least 55 people were hurt. Youth-led protests since July have become the biggest challenge to the establishment in years within their demands for ousting of Prime Minister Prayut Chan-o-cha, a new constitution, and reforms to curb the monarchy's powers. A Bangkok hospital said of the 55 people hurt, 32 suffered from tear gas and 6 with gunshot wounds. The deputy prime minister told reporters the government was sorry people were hurt and wanted protests to remain peaceful. Both sides in Ethiopia's raging international conflict claimed military successes Wednesday, creating a muddied picture of fighting even as the government promised it would soon be over. A communications blackout in the Tigray region has made it difficult to get a clear picture of hostilities that have now entered their third week. Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed has ordered military operations against the ruling party. Abiy, last year's Nobel Prize winner, Peace Prize winner, announced the military campaign in Tigray November 4th, saying it was in response to attacks by the Tigray People's Liberation Front on federal military camps. Abiy has resisted international pressure to bring about a cessation of hostilities. Wednesday, Iraq and Saudi Arabia reopened their Arar Desert crossing, a long-awaited sign of closer trade ties after 30 years of sealed land borders between the two countries. Top officials, including Iraq's interior minister and the head of its border commission, traveled from Baghdad to formally open Arar, where a line of cargo trucks stood waiting. The Saudi ambassador to Iraq was also in attendance, and a delegation from Riyadh was to open the Saudi side of the border. Arar will be open to both goods and people for the first time since Riyadh cut off its diplomatic relationship with Baghdad in 1990, following Iraqi ex-dictator Saddam Hussein's invasion of Kuwait. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.
Music.